Child well-being in Texas is on the ropes, with a new study showing significant declines in third-grade reading, eighth-grade math proficiency, and the number of young children attending preschool and kindergarten. The Annie E. Casey Foundation is out with its 2023 Kids Count data book, focusing on what it calls the nation's broken child care system. Coda Rayo Garza with Every Texan says in roughly 12% of the state's families with kids, someone has quit, changed jobs, or even refused a job because childcare wasn't available or affordable.
In Texas, year-round full-time infant care costs at a center almost as much as a year of tuition at a public university, which is outrageous.
This year's data book ranks Texas 44th among the states, using 16 key indicators of child well-being. Leslie Bossier with the Casey Foundation says childcare workers are paid worse than 98% of professions, leading to chronic workforce shortages and high turnover. She notes the U.S. has never had a childcare system that is affordable and accessible to families.
We know that the earliest stages of life, the birth to four, birth to five stage, is an incredible phase of brain development for children. So it's important that they are in quality child care settings.
Coda cites a study by the University of Texas at Austin that shows hardly any child care is available in the state on weekends. She says that affects huge numbers of non-salaried employees, primarily workers of color with multiple part-time jobs.
When we're thinking about the economic impact of not having a well-funded infrastructure of care in Texas, we're losing $11.4 billion every year due to child care challenges.
Texas's average cost of center-based child care for a toddler in 2021 was nearly $9,000, or 9% of the median income of a couple, 28% of a single parent's income. For Texas News Service, I'm Roz Brown. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.